Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jen Sabella from Black Club Chicago with extremely local news. And Jen, we were talking earlier about this very nice effort from Big Star in Wicker Park. Are they going to be able to handle all of the restaurant workers who need help right now?
Hey, Bob. Good morning. I don't know. Probably not. But Big Star is among several different restaurants and groups of people in the city doing this. The 50 is another restaurant group on Division Street, not too far from Big Star, and they are going to be doing something similar. But they're going to be doing 250 to-go dinners and bags of groceries a night at Big Star, which is famous for its patio and very, very busy during the summer. Starting tonight at 5 p.m., they're asking people to provide some sort of proof that they have worked at a restaurant, whether it's pay stub or whatever. And you could come and get a meal. This is just one of the, like I said, many things restaurants are doing all over the city. There are, I would say, hundreds, possibly thousands of individual fundraisers that restaurants are having for their workers. There's a lot of different food giveaways. So people are really stepping up to try to help each other because in this unprecedented time and so many people are out of work. And it's just a really scary time for the restaurant industry. Depending on how long this lasts.
And this giveaway at Big Star, that's starting at 5 this evening, 1531 North Damon. Are you going to be able to list some of the many events like this on your site at Block Club, Jen?
Yes. So we have, each neighborhood reporter has been keeping an eye on this stuff. So depending on your neighborhood, if you sign up for our newsletter, you would see your neighborhood-specific events and things that you can do to get involved or different help that's being offered depending on your neighborhood.
Okay.
It's pretty, there's so many. So we're trying to actually round them up in some way. There just are more every day, which is a good problem to have, seeing Chicagoans step up for one another.
And that's blockclubchicago.org. And we have another feel-good story to report. This is a sing-along. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so last week on Facebook, a Rogers Park couple posted an event, and they were like, hey, let's all sing Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi out the window, kind of like, you know, famously in Italy with everyone on lockdown. They all sang out their windows. The video went viral. So they just made it a little bit more Chicago by choosing a karaoke classic Bon Jovi song, and it got a huge response. So I think 6,000 people RSVP'd on Facebook, but, you know, obviously Chicago is a very big city, so they focused on their little apartment complex, not very little, but, you know, 20-something unit apartment complex in Rogers Park. One of our freelancers and photographers, Colin Boyle, went out there to document it, and it was just a really beautiful moment. Jenny Spinner and Rebecca Kell, they're the ones who started this, and they said they lived in this building for years, didn't even know some of their neighbors, and everyone just opened up their windows and started singing, and Bon Jovi himself got in on it. He posted to Instagram, he provided, you know, a soundtrack, played along with everyone and sang and said he was sending his love to everyone in Chicago. So it's pretty adorable. And so they're doing it again this Saturday. The song will be the Jackson 5 ABC. So get your kids in on it, open the window, belt it out. I'm sure if you're in a different neighborhood and your neighbors aren't doing it, you might seem a little interesting, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do in times like this.
I love that John Bon Jovi got back to the folks there. That's fantastic.
And yeah, it was really sweet.
also, helping the folks on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic, it's the folks up in the 19th Ward. What's happening there?
Right. So Christ Hospital in Medical Center, it's actually Oak Lawn. I used to work there in high school. They have been working around the clock, obviously, on every level, the doctors, nurses, and other staff to deal with, you know, more people coming in and just, you know, it's dangerous and it's a scary time for all of them. So the alderman in the 19th Ward is in the far southwest side. He started a fundraiser, Alderman Matt O'Shea, to raise $10,000 to host a pancake breakfast for the entire staff of the hospital, which is an enormous hospital. They have a children's hospital connected, and they made their goal really quickly. So everyone just stepped up to raise money, and tomorrow there will be a big delivery from the original Pancake House staff, which is another restaurant on the far south side. And yeah, everyone will have a little bit of a treat to thank them, at least in a small way, for what they're doing right now.
Yep, it's the least we can do. Finally, and I happen to know of a couple of people who did this in the suburbs, but I guess nowadays if your kids are having a party, like a birthday party, you don't want everybody in the house, so you just celebrate outside, and you've got the story of one such party, right?
Yes, this is like really, really sweet. A 10-year-old boy named Jasper up on the northwest side in Jefferson Park, he has 10th birthday planned. They were going to have a game of laser tag and a sleepover, but his parents were forced to cancel it, given everything that's going on. So he was obviously really upset. His parents were like, you know what, why don't you go outside for a minute? And a bunch of Jasper's friends and their parents drove by and basically gave a parade, a social distancing parade for Jasper's birthday. They put signs out the windows, balloons, they sang songs to him. They dropped presents out of their car windows, which they said were promptly disinfected. And they called it a Jasper's Drive-By Honky Tonk. And just watching, we have a video on our site, watching his reaction to this is just so heartwarming. And, you know, things are really weird and scary right now, but just seeing people step up and be really kind, it was really great to see.
Love that. All right, more at blockclubchicago.org and here on the radio. Tomorrow, it's Block Club Chicago's reporting, extremely local news on WGN. Thanks, Jen Sabella. Have a good day, Jen.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Bob. You too.